It began in December of 2014. That's when New School students delivered a petition to the school administration calling for the right for student workers to unionize. 70% of the graduate student body supported the petition. The students called their union the Student Employees at the New School Union, or SENS. They are TAs, American and International Teaching Assistants, RAs, Research Assistants, Teaching Fellows, and also Grading Assistants.
Our first request is that we are recognized as workers.
Tanya Aparicio is a New School Teaching and Research Assistant and a member of the SENS UAW Coalition.
The fact that the university doesn't recognize that the labor that we perform at the university, it's work. They are saying that this is part of our education, therefore we're not really employees. So our first request is that it's recognized that we are workers, that the university could not function without the labor that we do here.
Tanya says the challenges students face force many of them to live in tiny shared spaces, take out more student loans, and work multiple jobs.
One of the biggest issues is that, great, if this is part of our learning experience, given the wages that we receive for our labor, we are learning really well how to live precariously in this world. We do not make enough money to pay for rent in New York, so most of us have to, besides work, more than one job at the university. For example, I have four jobs right now. Besides that, I have to keep taking on federal loans in order to afford to live in New York City. So this is our first request, is that our labor is recognized, because we are not just, this is not only part of our learning experience, this is also labor, and this is work.
Ken Lang of the UAW, United Auto Workers Union, stepped into the process on behalf of the students. He asked the administration to recognize their right to form a union and the right for collective bargaining. He was looking for a success similar to the one gained at NYU.
That involves overturning a 2004 decision at Brown University in which George Bush appointees to the NLRB took away the right to collective bargaining for RAs at private universities, which had previously been established in 2000 in a case at NYU. And so currently the New School RAs and TAs have a case going through the NLRB process. It's gone through several stages, and now the decision is back before the highest arm of the NLRB, which is the 5-member board in Washington, D.C. So they are currently considering overturning that Brown decision and restoring the right to collective bargaining. And if they do that, there would be an election at New School where RAs get to vote on whether or not to have a union.
If the NLRB decides that students at the New School can form a union, it will set a national precedent because it will force the administration to comply, unlike NYU, which was settled by a voluntary agreement between students and the school's administration. Private colleges throughout the country are watching this case closely to see whether their graduate students will move to form unions. Zach Murphy, WBAI News, New York.